live on Facebook. What's up, Facebook? We are here. Go live. I don't know if I'm live on Facebook, actually. We're about to find out and pull it up.
Yeah, see if I can see it on my phone.
There I am. There you are. Awesome.
All right.
Let me share this real quick to the tribe. What is up, world? AJ Rivera here. If you don't know, now you know. So we're I'm here with Chris Jarvis,
nice.
Who is one of my rock star clients. Also I would consider him a friend. Hopefully he considers me one too. But
yeah, you know, we'll see.
I
after
guess we'll
this,
see.
Yeah.
We'll see after this, exactly, totally. So we're here with Chris J in the house, and he is going to he's kind of going to just go over his experience with me if I'm a Nigerian prince, if I'm a jerk. He's also going to kind of brag a little bit of how amazing he did, because I have very little to do with people's success. I'm going to point people in a direction, and if they, it's their job to do the work and go in that direction. That's pretty much it.
You're so humble, AJ. So humble.
Yes. So let's do a quick qualifier. You know, who are you? Where are you from? What's your deal, Chris?
Yeah, sure. So I'm from Sycamore, Illinois. I'm sure nobody's ever heard of it. It's about an hour northwest of Chicago, tiny little farm town. Yeah, graduated from NIU with a degree in exercise science and kind of stayed out here training ever since. I started with the corporate stuff, you know, doing one-on-one training at, you know, corporate gyms. Did that for a few years, then helped the right client lose 100 pounds and opened up my own place. I'm coming up on my 5-year anniversary of having my PT studio. That'll be 5 years in May. What we do there, right now we've switched to the semi-private personal training, and kind of like a boot camp. It's like larger version of our semi-private training. And yeah, I think I was going over the other day, we've lost about 40,000 pounds over the almost 5 years I've been open. So
that's awesome. That's a cool number to have too.
It like, really is.
Like,
yeah.
Like, so, you know, we've lost 40,000 pounds. I don't know if we can get you results. We've lost 40,000 pounds. Awesome, dude. I didn't know that. That's a good number to keep, too. I think that's a lesson for anybody. I know we're kind of just doing a case study, but I mean, you can learn. You're supposed to learn from case studies. If you aren't telling how much weight has been lost or gained, if you're like a muscle gain person or whatever, or any sort of improvement, that's an awesome metric. I mean, imagine throwing that on like an ad or a flyer or something or on your website.
Like, I don't know if it'll work for you, but
we're 40,000 pounds. Yeah, totally. Awesome. So what was your business kind of doing before you and I kind of met? What's kind of like, you know, what even initially led you to even want to talk to me?
Yeah, so for a long time I did the bootcamp thing. You know, I went from being a strictly one-on-one trainer at the corporate gigs and realized pretty quick that's not a great way to, you know, maximize your time, maximize profits. So that was when the bootcamp thing was real big. So when I first opened up my place, that's really what I geared it towards, doing like $99 a month bootcamps, trying to just get as many people in as possible. And, you know, there's pros and cons to that. You know, that works well for some people. And then, don't get me wrong, I did it for years. So, I mean, I was pretty much break even for a long time. I worked with a lot of different coaches. You know, most people watching this are probably familiar with most of the bootcamp coaches, and did a lot of their stuff. And you know what? I got something out of everybody I worked with, but it just never really, there wasn't some huge jump off point that I ever got to.
Yeah.
So did that for a long time. Then started getting more into back into personal training, wanted to go a little more high ticket. And reason that I saw you, of course, you blew up my newsfeed pretty quick. So
I'm still blowing up your newsfeed, my friend.
Yes, you are every day. You're the first ad I see every day.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Is it this one where my hands are and the hat is like this, or?
Yeah, that one, or it was the guy doing Renegade Rose. You know,
we don't know why this ad performs well, but it does.
So you're begging us to look at you. But no, so
yeah.
But no, what I had told myself for a good like 6 months, I'm like, you know, I'm done with fitness marketing coaches. I think I've learned all I need to learn, which is a pretty, you know, pretty dumb way to look at it when you really think about it. You were on my newsfeed so much that I did end up clicking it, so it worked out well for you. But no, your story was exactly like mine. That's really what caught my attention. Instead of being a, you know, no offense to anybody else doing it, but you're not a 40-year-old guy who used to do it 20 years ago and you've been coaching other trainers. No offense to anybody who does that. I've worked with those guys. They're great.
Yes.
And, but no, I mean, it just related to me, me personally.
You were, I got you. No,
you were my age. You were doing what I did.
You're not saying anything negative. No, I totally feel you. And it's just the truth, right? Like, that's how my, I mean, we're around the same age, right? I had the same deal as you, right? Like, my gym was making like 10 grand a month for the longest time, which sounds amazing. Actually, it's right under 10, which is even more upsetting.
Yeah.
It's like 9 grand a month, like 999.9, like 99 cents. I'm like, fuck, somebody give me a penny. Like,
So and, it sounds like that's real good, but then when you actually live through the expenses of everything, it's, you know, you're pretty much breaking even, or if you're lucky.
Totally.
Yeah. So yeah. No, I mean, I just connected with you right away. I mean, we went and saw a movie, you know, we hung out.
we hang out anytime I'm in Chicago. I usually hang out with you or Marty or both, if I'm lucky. So
yeah, no, I got lucky. I got in on the ground floor with you, so I mean
ground floor, love it.
That's true. But no, so I mean, no, I just really related to your story. And so that's what really got me talking to you. Then we got on the phone, and yeah, you know, we're still talking, obviously.
Rest is history, as they say. What's up, Friedman and Novak? They're jumped on here. Ben. So, all right, cool. So you jumped on with me. What was kind of, because, like, I've worked with coaches too, and but I guess, like, what was the difference, I suppose, in the way I coached you versus other people?
Yeah. So, like I said, I've never had a coach where I'm like, damn, I wasted my money. I've gotten something out of every coach I've worked with.
Agreed, me
whether
too.
It was, yeah, whether it was getting better at my copywriting, which I'm a big fan of.
You're great at it. You're an amazing copywriter.
Thank you. It is something I like to do. But
Yeah,
so I got that. The difference between how you do it and they do it is just their thing with me, it was kind of I'd get on the phone, I'd talk to them every other week or whatever the setup was. And we'd go over, like, this is what you're doing. Okay, let's make it a little bit better by doing X, Y, Z. And then I would go do that. And I'd come back and be like, okay, I did that. Now what? And right. So it helped. It grew my business. I'm thankful for every coach I've ever worked with, for sure. The difference between working with you, though, you actually had a system in place that was like, hey, make this ad this way. Put it out like this. Get people to sign up this application. Raise your prices, which... if anybody's struggling right now, raise your prices. That's what I tell everyone.
It's the hardest thing and also the easiest thing, right?
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people, like when I say that, a lot of people get turned off. They're like, oh, you're being greedy. It's like, no, it literally has nothing to do with your, it doesn't have much to do with your bottom line. It has to do with getting the clients better results. They're going to take it more seriously. You're going to take every client more seriously. You're going to give them a better service. It's just better in every way.
Dude,
but anyway,
100%.
So yeah. Yeah, that's something you taught me, and also just the systems in place where it's like, do X, Y, Z, you're going to get A, B, C from it. I mean, you remember when I started, like, within the first few days, I had sold, like, $5,000.
Yeah.
I had never had, and that was just from people coming in, meeting with me, one-on-one consultations. It wasn't like I was sending out an email, signing up 100 people.
Right.
It was meeting with just a few people. Selling them into a higher end program that they wanted to do. They were psyched about it and they got great results from it and it worked out great for everyone. So yeah, your thing was just a standard set in place system. It's like, here's how you do it. Just take action and do it. And it worked great. It wasn't just the general coaching, like, oh, maybe you could add another session time, or maybe you could send out this email or something like that.
Shrink your session times. Worst piece of advice I was ever given.
That's not going to work for everyone.
it's not bad, right? It's not wrong. But like, I had somebody tell me once, and it's actually maybe a mutual friend of ours, Chris. And they were like, yeah, just shave 15 minutes off your session time. And now you're just giving yourself, you know, a 30% raise or whatever. Right. And I was like, wait a minute.
It sounds great when you first think about it, but then if you actually have in your mind that all you're doing is trying to increase your profits while giving them less training, obviously that's going to translate into the training. It's, you know, I mean, it's not a bad piece of advice if it works within your style
of training. If you believe
in
it, correct.
Yeah.
If you believe in a 45-minute or even a 5-minute training session, fine. Like, but if you're just doing it out of, like, it's where you're coming from when you do it, right? And, like, I don't... I meant for this to just kind of be a testimonial, but let's talk about it for a little bit, because it's been a little frustrating. Not frustrating, it's been very top of mind for me this morning and this day, but like, people are very averse to raising their prices, right? But and this is going to sound super Southern California of me, so sorry. I've been here almost a year, so it's starting to rub off. But it's an energy thing. Like, when people are paying very little for your program, they value it that much less. They think they're not going to get that good of results. They're not even paying for the results anymore. They're literally paying for your deliverable. And when you pay for a deliverable and you're selling a deliverable, you are not going to build a big business. You're not. Especially, it's super competitive fitness. And that's a good thing. That means people are willing to spend on it. But if you're selling this many training sessions and this nutrition meal plan, and that's the thing you're selling, somebody out there is always willing to give it away for free or cheaper. Mm-hmm. Literally. So
literally cheap. Anybody can go to YouTube and look up similar workouts to what we do. I'm a big believer there's not some secret workout that I have for anybody. A squat is a squat. You're not going to do it all that much different. Mm-hmm. But it's what, you know, it's the other value that you're adding to it. So, I mean, it's, yeah, if you're just delivering the cheapest product you can so you can sell it to a million people,
right?
It's been done. It's out there for free. So
yeah, and we talked about this a little on the webinar, which is like, I don't want to reference it again, but like when you spend a little bit of money on something, you're only a little bit committed, because worst case scenario, you're out, you know, you're $50, $100, right? But if you're spending, you know, $400 on a personal training program, $400 per month, right? On a personal training program, you're like, well, shit, I better show up, you know, I better commit, what's the meal plan? When are the group call check-ins? When do I do my weigh-ins? Like, it's you committing to the new reality that you're going to bring into your life with the help of this mentor, coach, whatever.
Yeah, trainer. I mean, it's similar to working with you or any other coach I've ever had. If I'm gonna pay somebody, you know, a good amount of money, you know, 1,000+, whatever, for coaching, I'm going to take it very seriously. I'm going to make sure I get my ROI on that. I'm not just going to be like, oh, that's a decent idea, maybe I'll take action later. No, it's like, I mean, even with the group that, you know, the PT Freedom group that ran in there, a lot of people are like, oh, I've been in here a week, should I launch my ad? It's like, you do it yesterday. Got to take action immediately on anything that you're doing when it comes to improving your business. If you just wait forever until you think it's the most perfect thing, you're just going to keep waiting. You know, tomorrow never comes. Just do it.
Yeah. It's a fear thing. And that's why, like, I appreciate you coming on and talking, because, like, a lot of people, for whatever reason, are like, oh, well, that's easy for AJ to say. Like, first of all, I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, I'm just like a normal person, but I'm not some genius.
You are very normal,
like,
yeah.
I'm a very normal. I'm very normal. Chris knows. I'm super normal. Maybe weird, but normal.
A little weird. Yeah.
Hopefully that's why people are watching, right? So, yeah. But yeah, it's a matter of like accepting new consequences, right? Like, a lot of times I feel like people don't take action because they're like, they're afraid of uncertainty. Like, it's easier for people to go back to the habits that are like, that made them broke in the beginning, because they feel like they have some sort of control and they're safe because they know what the outcome is. If I keep acting like this broke person, I'm going to stay broke. But if I do this new thing, who knows what could happen? That's scary, right? I could be worse. Maybe I don't know how, but I could be worse. And so that fear kind of just jumps in there, and it's crazy because it's more just the uncertainty. Like, we're more likely to think of all the ways things can go wrong. Oh, if I launch a high-end fitness program, everybody's gonna quit, people are gonna think I'm greedy, it's gonna go, you know, and everybody's gonna hate me, versus thinking of all the ways it could go right, or people are gonna get better results, or I'm gonna make more money, so I'm gonna be happier. And that's going to reverberate into my family life and my client's life. And that's going to reverberate into their family's life. Like, look at both sides of the coins, right? Don't, you know, and I sent that in the email this morning, you know, stop thinking like a broke person. Broke not being somebody with a little bit of money. Broke with thinking money is this finite thing that can be taken away for forever and ever and never replenished. All right.
Yeah, so, that's the mindset of it. It all comes back to mindset.
Totally, man. So, all right. So some of these people are probably watching you and thinking, okay, well, doubled his income. Did he go from $1 to $2 in 8 weeks? So in the 8 weeks we worked together initially, and we still work together now, but in those initial 8 weeks, where was your income at when you started with me and my team? Actually, back then I think it was just me. And by the end, where was it at?
In the, yeah, so in I was at later. I was averaging around 12 to 13,000 a month when I first started off. That was running my boot camps and doing some personal training, some little bit of small group stuff. I'd already gotten on board with that, but hadn't been doing it as efficiently as I could have been. Then when I got on board with you, we started working your systems, really getting my marketing in place and raising my prices and learning how to really sell a higher end program. Like I said, I hit 10,000 that very first week in brand new sales, new clients into my personal training program. And so, yeah, I went from doing about 12 a month to hitting 25 pretty regularly. So, right about double my income doing that. What I really got out of it was really finalizing how I wanted to run my small group stuff. Because I'd kind of been like, you know, I'd done the one-on-one thing for a long time. I switched to small group, but I never really had it down pat how I wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. And then just talking with you and other people in the group, I mean, obviously having the other people in the group is a huge help as well. Mm-hmm. Just seeing how they do things, how I ran things, I pretty much have it down to what I feel like is the best training I can give my clients, while at the same time getting a good return, you know, on my time. So, mm-hmm. Literally went from, you know, about that 12 a month to about 25. I hit 25 pretty regularly now, so worked out great for me. So still awesome going. Stuff. I mean, that was over a year ago.
Yeah, and you're still. I mean, me and Chris were just hanging out. He came to our retreat in Hawaii there, so like he's still just knocking the stuff out the park and looking at ways he's going to grow it even more. So awesome, dude. Last thing I'll ask here is any piece of advice for somebody looking at me and thinking, AJ barely looks like he even lifts. He probably can't help me.
So AJ does barely lift. No, I'm kidding. But
going to AJ the gym right after this.
Yeah. I've worked with so many coaches over the years. I've never stayed with a coach for over 12 months straight just because I felt like I learned kind of what I wanted to learn from them and moved on. Whereas I think the biggest benefit working with AJ and his team is just how everything's adapting. I mean, if you run Facebook ads and you've had some experience with it, you probably know the algorithm and everything changes daily. I mean, it's pretty
it's crazy. Almost daily, but it's pretty often.
I mean, I'd say like once a month it's like, hey, now you gotta do this, hey, now we gotta change it up this way, now you gotta do more Facebook Live, you know, you gotta, instead of just like, here's my 8-week thing, I'm never gonna look at it again. No, I mean, it's evolving every day. I mean, it was good when I started. It's so much better than it was when I first started. And now you're coming out with the 2.0, and that's going to be, you know, I've already got a preview of it a bit. So,
dude, that 2.0 is going to be, like, not to overhype it, I'm pretty sure we're going to, Amanda is actually going to come here to LA, and we're going to just, truly mastermind this stuff. But
As long as you have Amanda there.
So you know things are going to get done when Amanda's there. Anybody who knows me knows if you want things done.
I think you kind of undersell the group aspect of it. That Facebook group that you have is the most active coaching page I've ever seen. And I feel like I'm in a lot of groups on Facebook. And I think that PT Freedom group you got going is the most helpful place I have ever seen when it comes to that kind of coaching.
Dude, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, man. I mean, it's crazy. Like, you know, me and Corey talked about this. I'm in like a whole bunch of Facebook groups that I pay for just for that exact same thing. Like, I'm in coaching programs where it's like Facebook group and maybe like a group call or something, but I pay for the Facebook group so that when I have questions, it's like a bunch of people who know what I'm talking about versus like posting it on my personal page and just having a bunch of people like rant, like my cousin say, you know, it's okay, just pray or whatever, like which is great advice also, depending on who you are. I want people who understand exactly what I'm going through. So cool, dude. That's basically it. Hey, if somebody wants to like bother you, please don't bother Chris too much, he's real, but like here's his website. Like if somebody wants to like your stuff, they really like you, maybe they just want to check what's going on, where can they find you? If somebody's in the Sycamore, Illinois area and is looking for a trainer, where can they find you?
Yeah, so an easy way to do it, it has my website listed there. If you go to that main page, you can put in your name and email address. That'll get you on my email list. As AJ knows, I'm big about my email list. I email that every day, so you guys can always reply to one of my emails on there. You can feel free to hit me up on Facebook. I'm not as scary as AJ makes me seem. Have any questions? You know, I'm here. I'm not too hard to find. But yeah, if you really want to get on my email list, I've got a lot of people from Facebook on there or from around the area. Yeah, just put in your name and information on there and you'll get my emails. You can always reply on there. It's a good interactive list.
It's also a good place to learn how to copyright if you're terrible at it. Me and Chris have a similar path when it came to becoming good copywriters. Like, it was just practicing. Like, we both had different coaches who said you have to email at least once a week or once a day or whatever, and that's how we became adequate. I think Chris is a good copywriter. I think I'm a pretty medium one also. So, cool.
Awesome.
Chris, thank you so much for being here. SycamoreElitefitness.com. Please don't bother him too much. I'm sure he'll answer a question, but don't like ask a million questions or be a jerk to him. Thank you for being on here. Let's roll out of here. Next Thursday, we're going to have Chris Doofy on here, who is one of the Australia's biggest fitness business coach, actually. And he's awesome. I was on his podcast a couple weeks ago and I hit it off. I kind of could have talked to him for hours there. But he's a great guy. He's going to kind of share his insights. We literally just go back and forth on kind of how the state of the industry is. And he's really good at keeping up with current trends. So we're going to be jumping out talking about current trends for fitness business coaching and fitness business, mostly for you guys, in 2017, as things are, again, just moving exponentially fast. Like, this is literally a case where if you're not first, you're going to be last because things are moving quick. Thank you guys for watching. If you like it, hit like, subscribe. If it's YouTube, share. Don't share it, just tag. Sharing does nothing for us. So tagging, liking, subscribing. Thanks for being here.